to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. Coach, we've been talking lately about skill. Like tennis has skill practice. You have a skill to doing tennis. You have a skill to being a golfer. You have skill to pick a ball, right? And we were talking about how when you start playing tennis, let's say, you know, your first tennis lesson is you've got a racket and you have to just bounce the ball, right? So yeah. Running is a skill. Nobody wants to admit that, but running is a skill and it can be learned. Can you talk about that? Like running as a skill? Like and put it in relationship kind of so that people that do pickleball or golf or something maybe can kind of relate to what you're saying. What is the skill of running?
I'm just laughing because I took one tennis lesson and that's really is what we did. We had to just bounce the ball on the racket and I wasn't very good at it. And the guy was like, you might want to find a different sport. So yeah, you know, it's funny. Running as a skill is not treated as a skill. Running is an almost in so many sports and everything else. So what's interesting is there's a movement pattern in running that can be taught. And what's really fascinating is every single runner runs through the same exact movement pattern. They might get there differently, and most runners add extra movement that is unnecessary. When we show people how they run, like when I first meet people and they could do a gait analysis, the average runner, just the recreational runners, is on the ground up to 4 to 8 times longer than they need to be. Right. And every extra frame on the ground, guys, is up to 3 times your body weight. So when we talk about the skill of running, what we're really talking about is there is a way to manage your body weight, to hold your body in a position, it's called a pose position, to hold your body in a position of balance on the ground that allows your body, one, to work as a unit, and second, to use gravity for acceleration. So what's so cool is like, this is what's told to me by my coach, Dr. Romanoff. He's the founder of the pose. Everyone is born, of course, where running is natural. Like you have a natural blueprint for running. So one of the things that we used to tease is that the pull reflex is natural and everybody pulls their foot, whether they push, they reach, they drive, whatever they do, you still have to pull your foot. And if you've ever had like a little kid or a little dog come up behind you and take your legs out, every single person that happens to, they pull their foot. It's a natural response. We don't train natural response. It doesn't feel correct. Does that make sense? So it's I can't teach this, like the tennis guy is going to teach you one, how to hold the racket, right? Second, how to start hitting the ball. So with running, until people can agree that the pull is the action of the run and that there is now what people agree on, and this is kind of neat, right? Most people say, you hear this a lot, run tall. You hear striders, you hear a quick pull. I don't say quick pull, that's what I say. A quick feet drill is very popular.
Yeah, quick push.
So there is a lot of drills that go into, say, kids that play, or adults too, but soccer, things like that. But they're like kicking the ball and they're doing, like running isn't really talked about. It's more that they want you to pick your feet up quicker. Like, so they understand that this needs to happen in running. Right? My feet need to pick up quicker because they do. Of course they do. You're running faster. The cadence goes higher as you run. Well, you can't just yell at people, pick your feet up quicker. Why are their feet picking up quicker? Well, you can do drills to make your feet pick up quicker. But the reality is because they're actually using their body weight to fall forward. And so their foot is pulling as a response. Well, once you can understand that, why would you not want to teach it? Like, that's always been my thing, because I didn't come in with an ego. But if I was out there and I didn't have a coach for tennis and I kept whacking the ball like this, like an underhand, getting an underhand, I guarantee you, because I play pickleball, guys, and I am not good at it. But everyone coaches everyone. They're all trying to help everyone get more efficient. I mean, it's natural too. Yeah. So if I underhand the ball, someone's going to be like, hey, Valerie, try holding your paddle out and hit across to get across the net. Thank you. Like, thanks for the help, right? So in running, we're just told run.
Yeah.
And if you want to run faster,
put one foot in front of the other. The thing that always gets me, put one foot in front of the other. And I'm like, no.
Well, and you know what? What's funny is, and someone, you know, I definitely have calmed down a lot. You know, I used to be really fanatic because once you figure this out, this is why I still teach it, even though it's like, it's so strange how people get so upset.
Yeah.
People really get upset when you talk about running as a skill. But if you really stick one foot, if you guys, whoever's listening, stand up and put one foot in front of the other and ask yourself, am I running right now? Like, you're not. You're actually blocking. Like, anytime you put your foot out, you're stopping movement.
Right.
And as soon as you stop movement, then movement stops. You're not running anymore. And then as soon as my thought is on stopping movement, which is, again, putting your foot out is actually stopping your movement,
you're actually adding
more impact to your run. You're actually creating a negative run experience because instead of floating off the ground and pulling off the ground and enjoying some flight time, you're thinking of the ground. And then even in shoe sales, right? All the shoe sales are really, really trying to get you to feel like you won't feel the ground. You can hammer the ground. You can hit the ground as hard as you want because we're going to absorb it for you. And it's amazing because Caroline and I have now worked together, what, like 5-6 years. I've been studying this for over 25. And what's really challenging for me is, like, I tell people all the time, it's amazing how when you just start to look at it from, don't emote with it, but just the efficiency of, all I'm telling you to do is hold your body in line and allow yourself to free fall and do a natural movement. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, okay. And this is why so many of our runners are like 50 and up.
Yeah. I wonder if that's, it just has to do, because you're right. There's such an emotion to it. There's such a, well, that's not how I was taught, or that doesn't work for me. Or I love, we've talked about this many times before, the, well, I have tight hips, or I have flat feet, or all of these limitations that people want to almost become.
Right. Whereas, by the way, you know, if we'll just say this real quick. So when you have a standard of movement, then you can teach around it. So for example, let's just say real quick, let's just use the squat. Right. Okay. Everybody has to squat. You have to sit down at some point. Right. But people will say, oh, I don't do squats. They hurt my knees. I hear that a lot. Right. I don't run. It hurts my knees. I don't do squats. It hurts my knees because you're squatting wrong, not because there's something wrong with squats. So if I said, well, let me see how you squat. And then you're like standing there and your knees shoot forward and your shoulders are behind you. I would be like, oh, well, let me correct your form. Now, can you feel it when you do it this way that it doesn't hurt? And then you would say, oh, that does feel better because your movement was incorrect, not because the squat was wrong. So then why not with running do we have the same thought? Like if someone came into your weight room and you're a trainer, that you're not like, hey, go squat, good luck, see you later. You know, like, but then we're like, go ahead, everybody, go warm up and run a mile without anything, without any thought about it, without anything at all. So when you start to realize, like, it is a movement. And by the way, it's, you're using every single muscle in your body when you run. It is high impact. It is a lot going on. So when you can make it more efficient, it just makes it so much more fun, right?
Right.
So, I mean. And
I was going to say, so if you wanted to just get a gait analysis, you can go to our website. You can click on work with us. You can pay the money to just get a gait analysis and never work with us again. Just find out what's going on in your run. I don't recommend it because it's kind of expensive. I'd rather you come into the membership, get a gait analysis, do some learning, get another gait analysis, do a little bit more learning. You could do for 2 months what you can pay for the single gait analysis. But let's just say you just want to see if we are full of it, right? So you want to come in. I'm just going to pay you. You tell me what's wrong. What I always find amazing is when we do the gait analysis, how how when you can show that alignment, like where the head is in relationship to say the hips or the foot, how the foot is maybe being that kickstand and going out in front, how you're pointing your toe without realizing it because you're reaching for the, you're mentally looking for the ground. These are things, guys, you don't even realize you're doing. And so until you know that what the incorrect movement is, there's no way you can correct it. And we'd really love to help you because once you start seeing it, that's one of the wonderful things about our clinics. And I'm looking at 2025 already, you know, how do we do another in-person clinic? How do we maybe do virtual clinics so that people around the country who can't travel right now for whatever reason, maybe could get into it through Zoom. Zoom is such a great way that we teach. But my point is, guys, when you see how your movement is affecting your running and you can kind of open and hopefully get that aha moment, it really is it's an aha. You kind of go, oh, now I get why my neck hurts, or now I get why my shin hurts, or now I see why my calves are, you know, it just all it's just amazing. And so I would really love to have
this really quick, yeah, because her saying that, what's the best thing, and she kind of said it, and I just want to reiterate, please know that I will, when I see you, when I watch your running and you realize this is the best thing for everybody, there's one thing to do that corrects everything. That's yeah, the best part. It doesn't matter. We know you have tight hips and all that, and we'll deal with that because we give you not just skill and not just analysis, but strength and self-care to help you to correct those things. But when you realize, it's not like we're like, oh, you have a tight neck, here, do this exercise to loosen your neck and it'll help you run. No, how would that help you run? Your neck would just feel better. You still wouldn't be running any better. You would go back out and run and your neck would hurt again. You see, so we're actually correcting, everything is gonna correct, because then you can roll your neck and your neck won't hurt when you run because you're doing the right movement.
That's when you're realizing what you're doing within the running that's affecting the neck. And so, guys, we would really love for you to come into the membership because we just feel like we can work with you more. You can get check-ins. You can, we give you the skills, strength, and the self-care. We have a community of people that when you say, hey, this isn't working for me, or this doesn't make sense, other people will be like, hey, I've been there too, and this is how I had to see it. Or, you know, Valerie once said it like this in a Zoom, and that gave me the aha moment. So you have this community of people that are going through it the same, at the same time in the different stages, and it's a really great opportunity for you. So hopefully, if you're interested, go to our website at runrx.fit and hit the big green work with RunRx button, and you'll see all the different ways you can work with us, everywhere from a free plan just to kind of get you started all the way to a full gait analysis where you don't have to touch us. We just get the gait analysis, don't talk to us ever again. We'll take it every which way. So the point is, we want to help you run pain-free, and we hope you will reach out to us. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for joining us on the RunRx podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runrx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runrx.fit.